Blog Talk Radio.
Show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host,
Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning into the show. And those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning into the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and talk today because it's Free for All Friday. You can call in and talk about whatever your heart desires. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, guys, you know, you're listening live. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, today's weather, I'm edgy this morning, guys. Right now it's 84 degrees at 10 in the morning. 84 degrees, we're looking at a high of 96 today with a chance of rain. Tomorrow, high of 96 and great day. Sunday, great day, and 98, 97 on Monday and Tuesday with no rain in sight. So, again, guys, if you have to work outside or if you're outside doing some yard work or what have you, please make it a point to keep yourself hydrated, keep some water going, and just that way, your body won't get overheated. So, again, take care of yourselves and be good with that. Let's see what else. Today's word of the day is, I couldn't get it to come with us yesterday, but it looks like we have it today. Today's word is today's word of the day is jaundiced. Jaundiced is an adjective and it's spelled J-U-A-N-D-I-C-E-D. Jaundiced. And jaundiced is an adjective and it means affected with or as if with a disease characterized by yellow pigmentation of the skin. Jaundiced is affected with or as if with a disease characterized by yellow pigmentation of the skin. The second definition is exhibiting or influenced by envy or hostility. Jaundice is you're exhibiting or influenced by envy, distaste, or hostility. Okay, and that's our word of the day, jaundiced. Now, let's see, before I get into today's show, I just wanted to say a few things because I had a great response on my show on yesterday, and that's the way I like it. I understand. Now, I know that you guys are listening to the show and you're starting to think about, you know, different things that are going on, and we appreciate that, and we like that, right? And that's how it's going to be. Now, today's show is entitled Free Fall Friday. Have you ever had to talk out loud? And we're going to discuss this very funny topic about speaking in front of people or even having to read out of And you know, to some people, this is very horrifying. And so, I was talking a little bit yesterday, and I started thinking, man, I need to do a show about that, because when you think about it, you know, a lot of my listeners, I asked that question. I said, when are you going to call in on the show and talk? Never. You know, that's a lot of them answer is never. And I'm like, why not? I don't like talking in front of people. You know, this is what today's subject is about, is talking in front of people. So we have to get over that fear of talking in front of people. Because, and I guess because of the show and because of my personality, I've kind of gotten over talking in front of people, okay? I used to be the same way. As far as, you know, if you remember back in the day when we were in school, you know, high school or elementary school or whatever, and the, you know, we had a thing where you had to read in class, okay? And you know, we start off, and it's so funny because we start off and the teacher would, you know, call on someone to read. And they start reading or whatever, you know, they she'd say, read the first paragraph on page such and such. And they start reading, they read through theirs, and then the next person would, you know, read the next paragraph. And they'd start reading. And, you know, and I'd be sitting there in class, and I'd be so horrified. I mean, so scared when, you know, it got to the next person in front of me or the next person right before me, and then I'm the next person who had to read. I mean, I had no problem reading. I can read fine or whatever, but just to read out loud or to read out loud in front of people, that was scary. But, you know, hey, we all got through it, right? And so, you know, that's why I tell people all the time, don't think of calling in and talking on the show as talking or reading in front of people. You're just talking to me. We're just talking back and forth. I mean, forget about the audience behind us. Just think about, it's just me talking to Frank on the show. That's all it is. It's like calling me on the cell phone, talking to me on the cell phone. That's all it is, okay? Well, listening, of course. But they're not sitting there looking in your mouth, listening to you talk, okay? So, but, I was discussing this yesterday, and we were laughing like crazy because that's the way it was, you know. And I don't know about you, but again, when I was in, you know, when I was in high school or elementary school or whatever, coming up, and it was my turn to read, right? And most of the time we didn't have to go in front of the class and read. Y'all with me? Now, I did have to go in front of the class and present a project or something like that. That was scary too. But to have to read out loud, to have to sit at your desk and read out loud or even having to get up in front of the class and read out loud. And again, you can read fine, but when you get in front of people, you get nervous, you know. That nervous energy pops up, and you can hear it in a lot of people's voices. I remember we were in high school, and I remember it like it was yesterday. There was a guy in high school, and he's a minister now. This is how funny this is. We were in high school, and we had a class together. His name was Rory Spears. Rory Spears. And we'd have to, we had English class together, so we had to read a lot in our English class. And when our teacher used to call on us to read, now we'd go around the room, and when it got to Rory's turn to read, he was a big time stutterer. He used to stutter a lot. So when it got to him to read, oh, the class used to fall out. We used to laugh, and teachers say, cut that out. You know, stop laughing. Keep going, Rory. And, you know, of course, he was giving it his best shot. Excuse me. He was giving it his best shot. But at the same time, he was stuttering, and he was stuttering a lot. And we'd be dying laughing. And you know, and after class, he'd fall out laughing, too. He'd be laughing like crazy too, and he didn't understand why he would stutter like he stuttered when it was time for him to read. You know, he didn't really stutter if you were talking to him one on one. You know, he didn't really stutter, but when it was time to read, oh man, he would, you know, he'd hit it. And we'd laugh like crazy because it was funny. It was funny. But when it got to you and your turn to read, hey, jokes were out the window then, right? And, you know, and sometimes my teacher would say, read until you mess up. When you mess up, then it's the next person's turn to read, and that's the way she kind of evaluated your ability to, you know, stay focused on what you're reading and pick up on what you're reading and each word and pronounce them correctly. And some people used to screw up just so it would go to the next person, because that's the horrifying part of having to read out loud. And when you have to read out loud, you know, it gets to you. And so we used to do these little meetings like once a month. We'd meet at a hotel, and there was probably 40, 50 people in the room. And most of the times I would have to introduce the guy that came in to do the meeting. And I'd say a few things and this and that before he, you know, and introduce him before he came up in front. And that was, I think that helped me a lot. That helped me a lot as far as being afraid to do that and kind of starting to, you know, get those butterflies out of my stomach. I remember I used to, you know, that one night a month that we had this and I had to do this, I'd have serious butterflies in my stomach. I mean, I'd start thinking about this on the drive on the way to the hotel when we did these meetings, and my stomach would be just rolling with butterflies. And I'd get there early so that I could kind of get my head together on what I was going to say. And I remember thinking to myself, I hope it's not a lot of people tonight, because, you know, I don't really want to do this, and I definitely don't want to do this in front of a lot of people. But I did it, and I did it in front of a lot of people. And as the months went on, I started to get better and better and better, and the butterflies started slowly leaving me, where I could come in at the drop of a hat and say something, or somebody would give me a piece of paper and say, "Frank, we need you to tell them this before the meeting," and that's the way I got to be better at it. So what I'm saying is, if you have that fear of talking in front of people or reading out loud and things like that, the only way to get rid of that fear is like you know, the people say, is to face your fear, is to do it, okay? And again, I was talking about reading out loud in class, and you know, when we were in school, having to read out loud, and that was a big fear for a lot of people, and you know, including myself. That was a big fear of mine, is having to read out loud, you know, in class. That made my palms sweat, and to have to get up in front of the class and read or do something, that was, you know, that was even heavier, okay? So here's the deal. Now, I've been told by my sponsor that I need to go to a bigger show. So I'm thinking of going to a bigger show maybe in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to go to a two-hour show, and that way I can have unlimited callers to call into the show. I'll be able to call out from my show to other people. You know, and I'm not going to do this, but you know how on some radio shows where they'll call someone's home or someone's business or someone's cell phone and do these prank calls on them and things like that. And, you know, I'm not going to do that, but I'll have that capability of calling out from the show to someone and talk to them on the air. Okay, I'll have that capability with my two-hour show. So there'll be a range of things that I can do and that I'm not limited to, that I am limited to on my half-hour show. With that, I'm also going to change the name of the show. And, you know, I guess I want some feedback from you guys, my audience, about this. And I'm going to send out a message here soon. I'm going to send out a message asking you to give me some feedback on the title of the show, if you like it, or if you just, you know, would like me to keep it as the Frank Williams Show. I'll do that. But I'm thinking of changing the show to Let's Talk Out Loud with your host, Frank Williams. Let's Talk Out Loud. Okay? And, you know, that's where I came up with the show today. Although it's Free Fall Friday and you guys can call in and tell me whatever you want or talk about anything you want, anything that's in the news or whatever today, you can. I mean, we only have 6 or 7 minutes left, but that's what Free Fall Friday is about. But I had this epiphany last night, talking out loud. So I said, man, that needs to be the name of my show. Let's Talk Out Loud. Because that's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing on the show. I'm talking out loud to you guys. Or it's like I'm talking out to a group of people. And a lot of people tell me, you know, send me messages saying, Frank, I couldn't get on the show. I wanted to listen to it, but it was too late. Once I tuned in, you were already done. You need to have a bigger show. You need to have a longer show. So that's going to be it. I'm going to go to a bigger show. I'm going to go to a two-hour show. And, you know, I'm going to continue to, you know, nothing's going to change as far as sending messages out. You're still going to get your show notes on a daily basis. And when I don't send the notes out, you know that I'm not having a show. So if you do want to get on my distribution list, just send me a message and let me know that you want to get on the distribution list. Or if you're online right now on my show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you can follow the show on a daily basis, and you'll be on you'll also be on my distribution list for that. I know you're saying, Frank, what's the reason for this? Well, my show now is, and I'm not patting myself on the back or anything like that, but my show is growing, and my show is growing so fast as far as listeners go. My show is growing so fast that I think, and I've been saying this for a while, that I do need to go to a bigger show. So I guess I'm going to make that step and go for it. Now, they're going to give me a bigger show for 30 days and see how I like it. And, you know, if I don't like it or whatever, I don't have to stay with it. But if I do like it, then they're going to share revenue with me and all this good stuff. And that's going to also, in turn, turn around and the revenue sharing will be something where I turn that in T-shirts and things like that that I can give away to my audience or the people that I just meet on the street and things like that. That's what I'm thinking about. And I'd like you guys' feedback on that. So if you have some feedback or if you want to give me some feedback, please do that. But over the next few shows, over the next week, I'm going to be talking about this and trying to get you guys input as well. Okay, if you don't want me to go to a bigger show, I won't. If you do want me to go to a bigger show, I will. All right? It's up to you guys. So it's Friday. Hey, have a great weekend, guys. I'll see you guys on Monday morning, 10 o'clock a.m., bright and early. And I thank you guys. I love you guys. And take care of yourselves. Great weekend, okay? Take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. She loves
you gon' have to make a move. All this ice in my rolling, no wonder I play it cool. Ain't no I in team, but I got my eyes on you. I watch it bounce when she walks, she lick her lips when she talk. I throw her in that Bentley coupe with the top off like Mardi Gras. All that cake come get you some feeling. Like a soap, I'ma watch all my children. Hit it so long that she might lose feeling. With her legs in her ass, she can walk on the ceiling.
Said I know she loves.